Well, people don't go to the doctor in general. In Haiti, you know, it's not like you have the doctors right there that you go to the doctor. People go to the doctor when they're sick if there is a hospital that's available. In my village, they finally got a hospital, you know, maybe, what, 3 years ago. Actually, the hospital was built from fundraising from us, people from Lazier, you know, who... You know, did fundraising, created an organization, did fundraising and stuff, and then bought
now,
a piece of land.
Now, do you mean people from Lazio who live there
in
or
the United
live here?
States, who live in the United States.
So people from who come from Lazio who now live here.
In the United States, yeah. We all put together and bought a piece of land in Lazio and donated it to the state, and then they built a hospital. And the hospital, so finally built a hospital. They never had a hospital in that area before. And when so, but the state built a hospital because it cost a lot of money to build a hospital. And then the Cubans in 2010, after the hospital was built, I think they finished in 2008, but they were still waiting for the government to staff the hospital because the government has to pay the people. It's not a for-profit business. So when the earthquake hit in Port-au-Prince, they needed... The earthquake.
When the earthquake came to Port-au-Prince.
Yes, exactly. They needed places to send sick people because there were so many people who were dying. They didn't have enough. The hospitals in Port-au-Prince and the surrounding could not contain the people. So they... the government finally, with the aid of Cuba, opened the hospital. Finally.
Cuba helped to fundraise or helped to just give money.
Well, they sent the doctors. Subsidized. No, they sent the doctors. Cuban, most of the doctors in Lazio are from Cuba. Actually, some of them are our friends. As a matter of fact, some of them are going to help us. Well, we've already collected baseball equipment so we can teach the kids in Lazio how to play baseball. So some of the Cuban doctors are going to help me, Rebecca, my sister, and her kids. We all, you know, collected equipment. We ship them to Lazio. So they're going to help us teach the kids in Lazio how to play baseball. Yes, the hospital is...
So you mean the Cuban doctors who are there?
Who are there are going to help us, are going to teach the kids in Lazio how to play baseball.
So these men who are doctors know how to play baseball themselves.
Well, yes.
And they're going to teach the kids.
Yes.
And meanwhile, you're raising money for the bats, the balls, the uniforms.
Well, the city of Melrose has helped us. The mayor, our good mayor, Mayor Dolan, Mayor Abdolan, Rebecca had taken an initiative of collecting sports equipment for the kids in Lazio. So Mayor Dolan, along with the Melrose Recreation Department, helped us back in March, March 2nd. It was in the papers, too, that they helped us collect for Melrose families, baseball equipment. We just shipped them to Haiti. We shipped, I think, six. Actually, you see this?
Yes.
Big box?
Yes.
These are things that are going to Haiti as well. Those two big boxes. These are stuff that we send into Haiti. So we sent about six of those to Haiti. They are on their way to Haiti now, to Lazio.
With just baseball equipment?
Baseball equipment, soccer equipment. We started, you know, since last year, we started, you know, donating sports equipment to the kids in Lazio. You have to help one place at a time, one village at a time. What we'd like to do is really furnish sports equipment to all schools, you know, but it's a very difficult endeavor. So we started with Lazio. And my kids, Rebecca, you know, when they went to Haiti a couple of years ago, they realized that the kids don't do much for summer. So they decided that they're going to help them, you know, get equipment, you know, soccer equipment.
So don't the kids have some sports that they already play?
Well, let me show you a bottle. Let me show you a sample of a soccer.
All right, let me.
Soccer, which we call football in other countries, is a world sport. Haiti plays soccer. When people are playing soccer in Haiti, you know soccer, S-O-C-C-R. When soccer is being played, no matter who's playing, everything stops. Even the priest, there is no mass. If there's a game during mass time, there is no mass. The mass has to give. You know, so soccer
has
is
to give
life.
Away.
They have to give way, yeah. Soccer is life in Haiti. Anyway, so people, the kids love to play soccer, but they don't have the equipment. Many of them don't have the equipment.
And this soccer is really baseball.
It's
a football.
Football,
football.
Yeah,
it's football. Not soccer the way we know soccer here.
Yes,
it's football.
It is, actually, no, it is soccer the way you were soccer.
Oh, it is the same.
They call it football.
So in Haiti, you call it football, but it's what we call soccer.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we went to some school. We found kids playing soccer with an empty water bottle. This is water from Haiti, by the way.
So what you're showing me right now is a water bottle that's about maybe 9 inches long.
Yes.
And that's what they were using exactly. to play soccer with.
Yes. But lucky them, we had bought tons of soccer balls. And then we bought pump also, so all we had to do was to pump soccer ball and give it, you know, to them.
They must have been so excited.
And I'm sure their feet were even happier. Exactly.
So everything stops for soccer.
Everything.
Now, I'm going to go back a little ways and say, if there were no hospitals for so long, and it wasn't even easy to find a doctor, did people still use old traditional medicine?
Yes.
And priests?
Yes.
Instead, because they didn't have...
No, the way it used to be before Western medicine.
Yes.
The way it used to be, it's a lot of people are still using those ways. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, when we went, I'll give you a couple of stories. Just when we went, just 2 weeks ago, you know, my daughter and I, you know, we went with a group of volunteers, a priest from Everett, who was the head of the delegation. It was 14 of us. I'll show you some of the pictures, some of the things that we did. So when we got there that night, the priest and one other person, she's a high school director, she's the director of a of one of those charter schools. So they had diarrhea.
They had diarrhea.
They had diarrhea.
As soon as they got there.
Yeah, and then they were vomited as well. Sorry, that's gross, you know, but...
It happens.
It happened. So, but we didn't know until the next morning. So the next morning when they told us that, we didn't go to the doctor with them. The cook, one of the cook, she went on the trees and got a couple of leaves and made tea for both of them. And they were fine. They were fine. People, most people, that's still what they do. They have a headache. They know what leaf to take. You know they have a tummy ache. They know what to buy, what to get. You know, they just go, you know, to the trees and get a leaf. You know, they know what to get. Most people.
You don't know anymore, do you? Because you're not there.
Of course, some of them I do know.
You do know some.
Yeah, I'm a little cautious, you know, taking leaves on the off the, you know, because of you know because of what they put in the ground. The difference is that in Haiti, everything is organic, so I don't have to worry about you know taking a tree, except you know in places because of the cholera problem. You know, some people are a little worried about that. You know, but besides that, the trees, you know, everything is organic, so I can easily go get a guava leaf. Because I have a tummy ache, I'll go get a guava leaf and just boil it. If I'm constipated, I get a guava. That helps. There are certain things that you just take. You know the leaves, I still know many of those leaves. Some of them I do see here occasionally, but I will not touch them because of the things we put you know, on the ground. You know, the chemicals,
the chemicals.
That we use, you know, that's counterproductive.
Yes. So here, I mean, in Haiti, when it's all organic, you would know to get this type of leaf, this
yes.
mango leaf,
yes,
to relieve constipation or something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you boil it and make something like a tea out of it and
yes.
drink it.
Yeah, yeah. Usually, some of the things are for tea, so some you have to eat with use with salt. Some of them are sour. That means you have to put salt in them.
Mm-hmm.
Some you put sugar. It depends on what you use it for.
Well, explain to me how you use.